What is the appeal of a farmer's market?
The appeal of a farmer's market is that you can go and talk to the farmer who actually grew your food. So to me, I find that is the greatest comment that we receive, is that they can actually talk to the farmer, find out how things were grown. They can visit the farms themselves. So I think that's really the heart of it. You can talk to the families.
And that's the thing. You actually find out where it came from, as opposed to a grocery store where it says made in America or made here, or made there, but you really don't know beyond that where it came from.
Absolutely. And you get to talk to the beef farmer. You get to talk to the person who's making the cheese. And we have a lot of schools come through, so it's very educational for them, too.
I was going to say, kids would get a whole lot out of this because they're so anxious to learn and find out about new things.
They are. We even get, like, brownie groups and Girl Guides and Boy Scouts and things like that. And they come through and they get to do scavenger hunts. And they really do get to learn an awful lot about where their food comes from, not just off of a shelf.
You said 7 years. How much has it grown over those years? I'm thinking you probably started off with a few vendors and now you've got tons.
Yeah, we have tons. And now I think we're up to 32.
Wow.
During the summertime. It actually expands up to over 40 when we hold the events for artisans and things like that. So it's grown quite a bit in the past 7 years.
And what kinds of things are people going to find? You mentioned cheese, you mentioned farmed goods, but there's a lot of other things too.
Absolutely. So you can find all kinds of home baked goods. Butter tarts are a huge one that people come for. But then there's also things that are handmade, which I personally go for. I go for the handmade bags. I go for the knit things. I like the things that my grandmother used to make. Those sorts of things can be found there also.
So you could do your Christmas shopping there, couldn't you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we have Christmas events coming up 3 weeks in December. That will be happening, where we will have lots of artisans coming in. There will be canned tins of cookies and things like that, and gifts already basked up and wrapped. So.
And did I hear right? This is the first year you're moving it indoors?
This is our second season to be indoors. The market really shrinks when we go indoors. There's a reason for that. You have to maintain a 51% producer to 49% secondary vendorship.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fall, a lot of the farmers are done farming. So we really can't keep it quite so big. And that's why they don't really exist a lot. You don't see a lot of indoor markets, or at least a lot of true indoor markets. And there's a difference.
So do you get some new kinds of vendors who join you through the winter months when you move inside?
We do end up having apple farmers that come in, bee farmers that will come in with their honey, things that are already, that will last an awful long time. We still actually have fresh vegetables and fruits there, only because we have farmers that have greenhouses that are in Innisfil. So we're very lucky to have that, or the indoor market wouldn't exist.
And we are so blessed in this area because we have so many farms, so many farmers, and we have this access to all of this fresh produce.
Yes, we do. It's sad when January comes and most things end up being imported, but by that time the farmers market closes up for that reason. So.
And it's once a week?
It is. It runs Thursdays from 2 until 7, and that's at the Innisfil Recreation Center.
If somebody was interested, they've been wandering through and they think they've got something they can add to the market, how do they go about finding out how they can get involved?
The best way to do that would be to look up our Facebook page, which they can do by searching the Innisfil Farmers Market online. There they can find the links to get a hold of us. They can follow us there. They can find out what's happening. If they're looking to help out, we can absolutely get back in contact with them there.
And I bet if they looked around the market long enough, they would find you and you'd be able to tell them face to face.
I'd be the one that's pretty yakky and walking about talking to customers a fair bit. I do that a lot.
Thanks for dropping by today.
Thank you for having me.